This is Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa say, play WMUN. Let's join the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Thomas.
Yes.
Do you know what came out last night?
Oh, I know.
Are you sure?
Damsel.
Duh, God. You know, when we talked about it with Keely, I wasn't fully on board with it.
Okay.
Until I read it a couple times. And now I've read everything pretty much of Evelyn Skies, except for one of her Crown of Shadows books, or Circle of Shadows.
Okay.
However, do you know who we're talking to today?
The Evelyn Skye.
Heck yeah, we are. We're going to talk about her and Damsel and Netflix and 100 Loves of Juliet and everything else. So I think we should roll it.
Let's roll it now. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining us on Page Turners.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My agent, she asked me, she said, do you know anyone in Indiana? Where did this request come from? And I said, well, I mean, I guess my in-laws, they went to college there, but that doesn't seem like it. So I was just floored when the answer was that you'd actually read my books and that you were a fan.
Oh yeah, I was so excited. So I know I gave you a little bit of background, but Thomas and I actually started Page Turners less than a year ago. And oh, wow. One of the first books that we read together with Keely, the owner of the bookshop here in town, was Damsel. And she's right. The one who recommended it. And she said, listen, you love fantasy. I promise you're going to love it. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Everybody tells me that. I should have known the second I started reading it that it was going to be one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh.
Immediately. And I even was reading it and my husband came up to me. He's like, oh no, is this going to be a thing where anytime there's like merchandise or something, you're just going to automatically buy it? And I said, oh yeah. And if I remember correctly, it's going to be a Netflix movie. So are you ready for me to watch it over and over and over again? And he went, no, I'm not.
You're like, that's fine. I'll do it on my own.
Yeah, I'll do it by myself. It's fine. I read Damsel first, and then I kind of like went through your backlog. I mean, for me, it was a backlog. I know you've got a new one either just released or is getting ready to come out. Can you remind me what that title is?
Yes. So The 100 Loves of Juliet just came out last year in August, at the end of August or beginning of August. And that one is like Romeo and Juliet meets the Time Traveler's Wife. So I write all sorts of genres. So there's that one if you're into just general fiction, and then Damsel, of course, which is my collaboration with Netflix. That one is a fantasy, and it is about a woman who receives a marriage proposal from a prince, only to find out she's actually going to be sacrificed to a dragon. So that book is out now, but the movie comes out on Netflix at the beginning of March, March 8th.
Oh, yes. And we are all super excited about it. And I know Thomas has his tickets for a watch party that's happening at our local bookshop. I already have mine. So when you're writing or coming up with these stories, how do you pinpoint what you start with or what the plot is kind of going to be?
Plot is actually my weakest point as a writer. I'll often start with the idea of a character. And when I was a newer writer, I used to be a pantser. So if you haven't heard that term before, it means you fly by the seat of your pants. You write by the seat of your pants. So you just start writing and then you see where the characters and the story takes you. But that actually caused a lot of problems for me because I would write an entire book and then realize that it didn't make any sense, or it was meandering, or somehow I had just completely gone off of anything that made sense as a cohesive story. And I'd end up trashing half a book or an entire book and starting over. So at some point, one of my editors, like somehow magically, I got a book deal with this style of writing. But when I was on my third book, or maybe it was my fourth book, my editor, who had very patiently dealt with me as I turn in a book and then say, oh yes, you know that thing you mentioned? Right. I'm going to throw away half the book and write that second half again. She suggested maybe I try something revolutionary called outlining.
No.
I know. And for me, you know, it felt kind of like a violation of art to say that I would have to plan something out. But what I found was that I compromised. So I write a loose outline now before I start any story. I write a chapter by chapter outline where each chapter is only two or three sentences long. And that way I can see an overall picture. And then my plot, like I said, which is my weakest point as a writer, will actually have an arc and it will make sense then. But then when I begin to write, I allow myself to tell the story organically. And so if I start to diverge from my outline, it's okay. But at least, you know, I have sort of a plan that makes sense. And so that is now my style of writing. And it helps me write so much faster.
I like the idea of doing, like, I work in digital marketing aside from doing this. And I call them one sentence definitions of what we do. And I like that you're doing one sentence chapters.
It's so remarkably helpful because one of the worst things is to show up at your desk, you turn on your computer, you're excited for writing, and then you realize, I have no idea what I'm supposed to write today. But when I have my outline, now I know what my marching orders are for that day.
So speaking of Damsel, could you tell us where the inspiration came for that particular story?
Yeah, so that one was a really interesting story of how it came about. I was really busy working on The 100 Loves of Juliet, which was supposed to be my book that came out in 2023. And then my agent got an email saying, Netflix is making a movie with Millie Bobby Brown, and the filmmakers are huge fantasy book fans, and they would like you to write the fantasy book that's a companion to the movie. And I thought, what just happened? How did they get my name? How did they choose me out of all the fantasy writers? Why did they choose someone like George R.R. Martin, who has already established himself in a space where he can make media for screen and for books? But I think it was based on they had read some of my previous work and they said, this is the writer that we want to write a very female forward, like strong book about sisterhood, friendship, love, and all its different manifestations in a fantasy setting. So they gave me an early draft of the screenplay. And one of my requirements for signing on to this project was that I would be given a lot of free rein to do what I wanted with the story, because books tell stories in a very different way than movies do. And I was otherwise very busy with my own original ideas for writing my novels. Like I said, I was working on The 100 Loves of Juliet. So Netflix, what I love is these filmmakers, they are not just into film. They really loved books. They really understand art in all different formats. And so they said, absolutely, as long as your core idea is the same as the movie, if you need to make changes for the book, go for it. And so, you know, I wrote an outline for them saying, hey, this is how I envision the story for the book. I think that in the book, we have room to create a language for the dragon, which they considered for the movie, but ultimately I think they decided to just go with English because the language is integrated in the book in such a way that I think would have been too complicated. You can't really translate it to 2 hours on a movie. And I could create so much more backstory for the characters in a book. I could delve into the land that Elodie, the main character, came from, whereas they don't have that much time in a movie. You know, they kind of have to stick to what is the core plot. So in the end, I had so much freedom to spin this out and really expand the world, expand the characters, change little bits of the story here and there where it made sense for the book. And it was beautiful because we both created such different and yet the same story. And it was an incredible collaboration. You know, Netflix was reading my drafts. I was seeing revisions of their screenplay because they had to start revising the screenplay as they were making the movie. And I was writing the book at the same time. So at some point, those two things had to diverge, right? But it was collaborative the entire time. And it was really fun. And then I got to be on the film set. And that was amazing. And that day, they were filming a scene that had stayed the same in both the movie and the book. So I could mouth the words that the characters were saying as they were saying them. And it was amazing, incredible. I think it's going to be so fun for people who have read the book and watched the film to kind of to put together a list, a comparison of what's the same and what's different. And even for me, when I love a book and if it's an original work and it's been adapted into a film, I really appreciate the differences that the filmmakers have made because, again, I really feel like every form of entertainment is different. And there are certain things, you know, like in a movie, you can zoom in on a character's face and that actor can do something with their eyes and there are no words needed. But in a book, I can't zoom in on the actor's eyes over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. Like I have to actually explain what's happening. So film, TV, and books, they're just different, but they're all just wonderful. And I am so happy to exist in a time where we can have cross-media entertainment.
Don't turn those dials. Our conversation with Evelyn Sky continues after this break, right here on WMUN 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
This is Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, say play WMUN. Let's continue the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Sky, the author of Damsel, and you're listening to Page Turners.
You know, we've talked about Damsel a little bit and A Thousand Letters to Juliet. When you were writing both of those, or, you know, either one, what was it that you found the most challenging as you were writing?
So The Hundred Loves of Juliet, even though it's about Romeo and Juliet in modern day, it was also inspired by my own personal life. And the backstory is that my husband, Tom, got really, really sick, and he had to have a double lung transplant to save his life. And so in those moments, we really learned what it was to live in the present, but also how to live forward and with hope. And so that was what The Hundred Loves of Juliet ended up being about, you know, if you talk about themes. And it was challenging to write because when Penguin Random House picked up the rights for this book, the editor said to me, this could be a great, just regular, you know, romance. Or if you want to work with me, we're going to tap into like deep, raw human emotion. But it might hurt a little bit, you know, to really, really be so, so, so true. And I said, let's do it, because I want this story to be what everyone feels like when they find their soulmate, right? But, you know, loving someone, it's also scary because you never know what will happen, right? You're almost afraid to invest yourself so much into another person. And so that's what Sebastian Montague, who is the Romeo in modern day, what he has to go through. So that was probably the most difficult thing for me in terms of writing in this career where I've published 8 novels now and I have a new one coming out this year. But it was also the most rewarding experience.
I love that you put kind of your own heart on your sleeve as you were going through and writing that. We talked about Before the Coffee Gets Cold just a few weeks ago, and that was another one where I felt really emotional as you were going through and reading it. And I'm looking forward to reading 100 Loves of Juliet. However, I have purposefully kept it on my TBR list because I know it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt, but, you know, it's so hopeful, really, yeah, in the end as well. And so
yeah,
I know I've heard readers say like, oh, I'm not ready for this because it's going to be a sad read. I'm like, no, I promise you it's not a sad read, but it's a real read, right? So like, yeah. I hear you.
Well, and I cry at the, you know, adoption videos for dogs and cats on TV. So I'll cry for just about anything.
Same. I probably cried during a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, for sure. There's been a couple of those.
So throughout all of your books and all of your writings, do you have a specific character that's stuck with you or a favorite character to write?
I really love both the main characters in The Hundred Loves of Juliet, but Elodie in Damsel was also a favorite because she is so strong, but she doesn't know who she is yet at the beginning of the journey. You know, she comes from an impoverished land. She accepts this marriage proposal from a prince because what comes with a proposal is a promise to help her people. And so she's very duty bound, but it becomes a very different thing when the duty is that you have to give up your life now to save this new kingdom that you're a part of. So it was really interesting to follow her journey and see how she could grow and transform into someone else and also become more compassionate in a way, which was interesting because she was already a very compassionate person. She cared so much for her people, but for her to try to understand what the rulers of this new kingdom were, like, they sacrificed her. Why would they do something like that? They must be evil to feed her to a dragon. And yet the bargain is that if they sacrifice royal blood to the dragon, every year there will be peace and prosperity for their people. And so they are actually faced with a very difficult decision of, do you sacrifice the lives of millions of people, or do you sacrifice one? You know, and as a leader, that's a tricky question. And so she has to grapple with that. She has to grapple with, what about this dragon who's intent on eating me? What is the dragon's story? And that's another thing I loved about the story as well. And I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but you know, the dragon is a character. It's not just an evil creature. So I really enjoyed writing Elodie because she had connections to so many complex other characters that then informed her character as she grew.
I imagine when you got the screenplay and they told you that you'd have some of your own freedoms, that ideas were, they just probably just started rolling and you was excited to jump in on this story.
Yeah, I was so excited. I can't tell you how fast I wrote that outline. And it was so fun, that call I had with all the Netflix execs where I said, okay, we've got 30 minutes. I'm going to tell you everything I want to do in 15, and then we're going to do questions. And I was just like, bam, 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 bam. And afterwards, they were almost laughing, like, wow, you were so efficient. Can you please run all of our meetings for us? But I was so excited. I was so into this story. And really, they were all such a joy to work with.
Hopefully it opens up more doors so you can do more book adaptations for Netflix.
Yeah, no, it was so fun. I would definitely work with them again and with my publisher who has a partnership with them. They do a lot of work for them. They do Stranger Things and some other studio properties. And honestly, if any film producers are listening, like, I would love you to make any of my original books into a movie. That would be so great.
Yeah. Also would love that, just in case anybody's listening. We've talked a lot about some of these stronger characters and some of the emotions that are in your books. You know, when readers are sitting down and cracking one open, what is it that you want them to take away from your writing?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I do write across all sorts of genres. I have written YA fantasy for young adults. I've written a young adult rom-com. I've written a middle grade princess detective story. And I've written, you know, general fiction, and now Damsel, this dragon fantasy for Netflix. But there's, I think, a common thread, which happens when, you know, you have the author who puts a lot of themselves into the book. And for me, it's always a kind of kindness that goes along. And that is a compassion for other people, a trying to understand from their point of view, even if they seem like they're complete idiots. You know, you try to think kindly, what is it that is putting this person in this position? Or why are they thinking in this way? And it doesn't excuse their worst actions, but I think it is, like I said, a kindness towards fellow humans, you know, that we are all struggling with our internal demons that maybe other people can't see on the outside. And also a spirit of hope. My books are always in the end uplifting, because I am an incorrigible optimist. Like, you can't stop me from seeing silver linings, which is probably really annoying for some people. But I just, that's the way that I was raised. That's the way my mom is. And so my books are always, you'll end up feeling good and you'll feel better about humanity, and you will walk with a little bit of a hopeful bounce in your step.
So for everyone listening who wants to write but doesn't quite know where to start, what kind of advice would you give to those people?
I would say read everything that you can and then just start writing. Don't try to be perfect, because what you really need in your career is patience and the understanding that it takes time to get good at what you want to do. And so if you accept those two premises, you will know that what you write in the beginning is not going to be perfect. And so it almost loosens you up and gives you permission to go ahead and start writing. I have kind of some writing advice online. It's at evelynsky.substack.com if anyone wants to check it out. It's a newsletter, so it will go straight to your email. But I send out writing advice. I have a book club that I'm actually starting very soon for writers, where we also read together and then we analyze the plot of a book. You know, how does the plot work? How do the characters work? Instead of just a regular book club with non-writers. And I'm going to try to make connections between writers who are new and are looking for critique partners or other friends, because those sorts of things helped me a lot when I was getting started. Just having other writers in my community or online who were at the same stage of writing as me. Because it is hard. You know, writing, it's not like a normal job where you go to an office and you have your quarterly review, or you have feedback on that thing you just turned in, that, you know, report that you turned into your boss, you write by yourself, sometimes for years, with no feedback other than occasionally when you think you're ready and you send a manuscript out, you get rejected by an agent, you know? So just don't expect perfection. Know that it takes time, but also find community. And that's something I love doing, is helping to connect writers. So yeah, that's kind of my advice. Find like-minded people and enjoy your time. Like, enjoy your writing for you without focusing too much on getting published in the future, just because it'll take time, but it's all worth it.
And that's all the time we had for this episode. Tune in again next week for another chapter of Page Turners right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.